From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iran ramps up its oil production. Tehran says it will increase daily production by 20% after international sanctions over its nuclear program were eased on Saturday. That means Tehran will add 500,000 barrels daily to its current production of nearly 3 million barrels. Just 2 days after declaring Iran fulfilled its obligations under last year's nuclear deal, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Yukiya Amano, said in Tehran Monday, his agency is entering a new phase in its ties with Iran.
We are committed to continue our work in an impartial, non-political, and factual way. Nuclear activities of Iran will be reduced. We have more robust verification tools to monitor reduced activities.
He met with Iran's President Hassan Rouhani, who said Tehran would uphold its end of the nuclear deal as long as the other side does as well. He said Iran is committed not to seek weapons of mass destruction. Meanwhile, the Iranian Foreign Ministry denounced new U.S. sanctions as illegitimate. The U.S. enacted the new measures Sunday against five nationals and a network of companies with links to banned missile activity. The West said two ballistic missile tests last year violated U.N. Security Council resolutions. The jihadist group Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb Monday named the three militants it said were responsible for attacks last week in Burkina Faso that killed 29. They attacked a cafe and a hotel in Ouagadougou. Benin's President Boni Yayi, representing ECOWAS, the Economic Community of West African States, vowed Monday to respond. Speaking in the Burkinabe capital, he said Burkina Faso was not the only target, rather it was the whole sub-region. He said, we will not just sit back, we'll react and fight back. This is VOA News.